Are you ready to move into a new age of power? Author Les Jensen believes that it's time we stop playing small and engage our ability to fulfill our true potential. In his book, Citizen King, Les talks with Diane Ray and lays out some ideas of what the new age of personal power looks like and how we can experience the full capacity of our human potential.
I'm talking with author Les Jensen from his home in Colorado about his new book, Citizen King, The New Age of Power. And Les has really given us an interesting take on human potential. And Les has created the New Human Living platform that promotes personal empowerment. And also he's the host of New Human Living Radio, where he does conversations with guests who are shaping the future of human consciousness. So definitely check Les out on those platforms, New Human Living, and also Les Jensen, LesJensen.com. And Les joins me today to talk about the book Citizen King. So I'm so glad you had a few minutes to join me today.
Hey, I'm delighted to be on the show.
Well, your book really challenges readers to recognize our own personal power and stop playing small and to accept our divinity or our regalness, to recognize ourselves as, I guess, kings of our own castle. And when you look around at people and what's going on in their lives, why do you think most of us settle for playing small and don't recognize our potential?
Well, I think the vision that your soul can have can be very intimidating to your ego. I think your ego tends to want to have a sense of control in your life. And when a vision that is really magnificent and expansive pops up on the screen, the ego tends to play it safe. And so until you can get your ego to actually trust the vision of your soul, the ego tends to be the regulator or the brakes, if you will, to decide how powerfully you can show up in your life.
Well, this leads in perfectly to my next question, because in the book you say to trust your intuition and to follow the inspiration of the moment, and this allows us to be free. And I think this is hard for a lot of people, that they don't trust that voice, they don't trust their intuition, they're always questioning it. And also many people may say that, you know, this just isn't practical in the real world. We can't just fly off willy-nilly and follow, you know, what people might say is a frivolous dream. So what do you think about that?
Well, your soul can go before you, go ahead of you in your life and create synchronicities, but only if there's a chance that you can show up for those synchronicities. Oftentimes we play it safe because we tend to have emotional reactions that drop us into a reactive pattern. And as long as we stay in a state of emotional and mental reactions, there's no power to it, because we're actually just reproducing patterns of the past. So when our soul shows us a vision, and our ego might say, well, I can't see how that's going to work out in my life, this doesn't seem practical at all, the mind tends to be the one that says, never mind, I'm going to go back to what I'm doing. And so the soul doesn't have any real influence in your everyday life. But if you can trust that your soul had a vision of your life before you were even born, and especially now in this time of our consciousness, where the collective consciousness on the planet is rising so quickly, there's going to be leaders, there's going to be visionaries that have an expansive view of what's possible. And it'll be those that can get their egos on board and actually honor that inspiration of their soul that shows up as a citizen king, that gives themselves permission, personal sovereignty to say, I'm the creator incarnate, let's create.
And I think a lot of us are really afraid of that concept. Would you agree that we have a divinity inside of us? Would a lot of people say that might be, you know, blasphemy to say something like that?
Oh, certainly there's plenty of people that do not want to acknowledge that at all. But if you look, You know, what's curious is divinity never parts the clouds and comes down like some glowing orb and stops the wars or stops the chaos or human suffering. It never happens from a divine platform. Every single time, it's a human being that shows up to create the change. We're here for the human experience. And so it's going to be humans like you and me that decide to honor our divinity and that inspiration that says, I know a better way. I have a better vision than what we've been playing out in the past. And when you can genuinely recognize that it is indeed through your own inspiration that the divine idea of who you can be in this life can show up. And then when your ego trusts that, it can come all the way out into action, which creates a fulfillment of the vision.
Now, a lot of people that call into Hay House Radio, it seems like they really want to reach into that divinity that you were talking about and access that and really pursue what their heart's desire is and pursue what their soul's calling or their life purpose. A lot of people say they want to feel their life purpose. And you say in the book that the creative process is accessible 24/7. I think a lot of people feel shut down to that it's not available to them, that life demands make it impossible. And what do you say about that, about accessing that spark, that creative process that is in all of us?
Well, it's like a muscle that if you don't flex it and then you need it and you go to use it, it has no experience or no history. If you're not tapping a creative element within yourself, you're not growing in your own intuition about the nature of the creative process. So in other words, if you're living your days one day like the next, there's no real expansion of creativity, inspiration, or expression of your potential.
And it's never too late, would you say? I mean, even if a lot of people beat themselves up, you know, I'm too old to change, you know, my dreams are unobtainable. I mean, what would you say to people with that kind of attitude? It's never too late, right?
One of my favorite quotes is, "My age is none of my business." You know, often it's the baby boomers that have seen a much larger gamut of our human society. And we remember a day when humanity had a lot more harmony and more of a community. And that shouldn't get lost on us. It doesn't matter what age you are. You can always expand who you are and how you feel about your life. Life is an endless journey that has yet another opportunity to offer you in every single moment, but you have to show up to win.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Well, I really enjoyed the book, Citizen King, The New Age of Power, such a great take on human potential and self-development. And I'd also like to drive people to your site to check you out, lesjensen.com. And thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.